So, any question? No? From the last class? Are you lost, upset? You found nothing, you have found something, there you are. One thing I didn't mention the last class is this. I think I did it, but not clear enough, I thought. So I'm telling you straight away. You have two possibilities here regarding the assessment. You can either picking up a concept and develop the concept, whatever you, from the book, or you can picking up a sort of text or book or whatever, and then try to explore one concept or two from the book. These are clear, the two more easy possibilities. Of course, there are more possibilities than that. But the purpose of the course in one way or the other is to exercise, or to have some kind of exercise regarding the theory. So basically you understand what is the meaning of theory, why we are doing theory, why we need theory in one way or the other, and which ones are the main in terms of literature and culture within the 20th century, period. If you have roughly a panorama on that, this course has been successful, okay? If you get lost in the middle and you have the sense that nothing that I've been saying has been accomplished with you, it's better you to tell me quickly, because that means that we need to take another direction, or we need to discuss a little bit more, or whatever. Okay? So, as I say to you, one thing is the common class that we have, and the other is the tutorial or supervision that we can have individually. That's no problem. So one day you say to me, Claudio, I don't have a clue about this chapter. What you say to me seems Chinese. Okay, you came to see me, we have an hour or half hour or whatever, we discuss it, and that's it. Alright? Is that clear? Right, so then we are going to see today chapter 2, basically, or what is a surrounding chapter 2, which is phenomenology, hermeneutics, and perception theory. So, did you ever come across to these concepts or theories? Phenomenology. Do you have a clue about phenomenology? Whatever. Okay.